Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of KFWF Radio. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, your stunningly stubborn, stupendous student of stupidity, Ozzie V. Joining me on this crusade of stupidity are three correspondents throughout the nation, beginning in the Bay Area up north in California, is Greg. Say hello, Greg. How are you this week?
Hey, doing great. How's everyone else doing?
Good, thank you. And in the Dirty South, as he likes to be referred to, his location likes to be referred to, as, according to him, is Dan Shine. How are you?
Doing good.
Fantastic. And with me in the nearby area is a person producing this whole thing, keeping the essential glue holding everything together, the producer, Todd, chilling as always, I presume.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to point something out. Now, we do have a video portion of this that is thrown exclusively on the Patreon. And a couple weeks ago, Greg revealed that he shaved his head to my shock. And Todd mentioned the same. Is that a hairpiece or that's okay. So it's just how could you want to describe that for those?
I cut the sides off.
I thought you were going to, you know, the whole thing was going to go.
I could make it into a mohawk.
No, I thought you said you were going to take care of the whole thing.
I was going to
wait till you fell asleep and with a Sharpie, I was going to draw a line down the middle of your head.
I was like, you know what? It's Apocalypse. I'm rocking it Mad Max style.
Okay, that's fair. Hey, and the shirt I'm wearing, Mad Mar, Rainbow Road. Like Mad Max.
Yeah.
Card. Yeah! Welcome to the Stupid Lady and Gentlemen. We have weird news, and we are also talking in honor of Comic-Con, which was supposed to happen this past week. We are discussing our grievances in the comic book world that we believe should be brought more attention to. We'll have a drafting comic book heroes. And of course, we'll have trivia questions featuring music that will have something to do with the answer. And this week, we'll have music from Binky, Thompson Twins, and Zap. But first, we'll get started with the weird news. Now, last week, it was reported that a Long Island criminal attempted to fake death to avoid jail. An error on the death certificate submitted by the man's lawyer is what caught him red-handed. Now, the document seemed official at first, as issued by the New Jersey Department of Health, Vital Statistics, and Registry. However, the error appeared on the spelling of registry. Registry spelled R-E-G-I-S-T-R-Y was spelled R-E-G-S-I-T-R-Y. Registry. Registry was on the death certificate. They found it, and that was the only thing. Other than that, everything they found a certificate like that. That's like some art level, like faking a report card kind of deal. You guys ever have to do that? Not that I ever did.
No, never.
Of course not.
I didn't quite fake a report card, but there was one point I got detention, and I had to have it signed by somebody. And I tried to play a magic trick where I would decipher what my grandfather's signature was and put a nice piece of paper over the detention slip where he needed to sign. And I did get busted in the sense of when I turned it in, they were like, who's this guy? That's not your mom or dad. So I got busted.
That's a boss move. I wouldn't have been that brave. My mom was a teacher, so they get over much.
Were you homeschooled, Dan?
I was everything. Catholic school, public school, homeschooled. I did it all.
But you hadn't gone to military school.
Did not go to military school.
Okay, so you hadn't done it all. Do you still want to?
I would
probably make some calls, Todd.
Yes.
Make some calls. We'll get on that. But moving on to the next story. A fugitive of the week found on a front porch last Wednesday, a quote, fugitive of the week sought by U.S. Marshals was found in New Hampshire. Outstanding warrants included failing to appear on a charge of being a felon in possession of a firearm and failing to appear on three outstanding narcotics charges. The fugitive was featured in local media throughout the state of New Hampshire, and interviews led officials to a porch in Laconia, New Hampshire, where they found their fugitive of the week sound asleep. They woke him up. That must have been one. So that's probably the worst. Oh, man, this must be a nightmare. No, sir, this is real. Oh, man, this is a really bad nightmare. The nightmare is telling me it's real. You guys ever had a situation like that? Where it's a, no. It's you wake up and you think it's a nightmare, but it's real?
Oh,
I don't think so.
I wouldn't say I've had it happen where I woke up, but and it wasn't quite a nightmare, but there was a party we threw one time, and the next morning we go into the living room. There was this guy who was asleep in the one of the chairs, and all of us were like, hey, who's this guy? You know, did you invite him? Did you invite him? Nope, nobody. And sure enough, this dude just was drunk and stumbled into the wrong place. And on our chair. So we're like, hey, what's going on? So,
you know, not me, but I know, well, I was involved in a situation where I'm sure the guy had to. My brother had a really wild party. And apparently somebody, this was when we were in Washington State. And one guy got so drunk, he must have thought it was a good idea to piss on an electric fence of the neighbors. And when we were coming the next morning, I mean, because not only did he piss on the fence, and I guess they just thought it was funny and let him lay there, must have passed out too. So it's a dude with his pants around his ankles just laying in the mud. That had pissed on the neighbor's electric fence. It was a little rural, so, and I don't think, well, the neighbors had to see him, but yeah, we had to wake the guy up. That was a little awkward.
No, I think so. I just would have kept going. That's just me. Anyhow, yeah. This last Thursday, it was reported officers in Taipei, Taiwan received a lost Nintendo Switch console that didn't contain any identifying information. One of the officers had the idea to check the console if it had the game Animal Crossing, because one feature in the latest release offered a feature where the game contains a virtual postal system, and the officer sent out a letter notifying friends of the Switch owner about the situation, and the owner was able to claim the Switch thanks to the game. And although a particular Long Island lawyer was confused and became frustrated by his account when trying to find the game Animal Crossing. Yeah, there we go. Stage one of the stupid is complete, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's time for a trivia question. If this is your first time listening, we're going to play a song right after the question that has something to do with the answer. That is total bullshit, but it's fun nonetheless. Have fun with trying to figure out this connection. Question is, the political talk show Real Time with what comedian is currently in its 18th season on HBO? Once again, the political talk show Real Time with what comedian is currently in its 18th season on HBO? Song here in Seasick by Binky. I'll be back in a couple minutes with the answer on KFWF.
I feel like I'm stable. Why I'm always table? I need to be cradled. Tell me I'm amazing. Like, even when I'm wasting, treat me like a patient. I got no ambition. Unless I'm feeling lifted. Overboding, I'm so sick of floating. At least I'm sinking right beside you. See, there's no one like you. It's not an obsession, I just need to find you. Cause you could be my sunshine even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine even when it's gray. Even when it's gray, even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine even when it's gray. I want y'all everything like old bae, and I won't say more sex, absolutely. She danced with sun like a walking movie. Perchance I'm a talking loony. My mind gets fun, think I caught your cooties. Dark clouds over London town. I've been abroad 3 days, I'm feeling rubbish wow. Loose change and it won't amount. You really changed my day, it's a Sunday now. You could be my sunshine even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine even when it's gray. You could
be my sunshine even when it's gray, even when it's gray, even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine even when it's gray.
The political talk show, Real Time with What Comedian, is currently in its 18th season on HBO. Song I had playing was Seasick by Binky. You guys have any guesses on the connection?
Well, he's my favorite political talk show guy, Bill Maher, but I do not know the song. I do not have a connection.
Nothing. Okay, so check this out. I chose Seasick by Binky because the word sea in Spanish is M-A-R. For the correct answer, Bill Maher. Even though they're spelled differently, they're pronounced the same. How's that for stupid?
Dan shaking his head, that is unacceptable.
Why, because he doesn't believe that Spanish language is a real language? I hate Basically. You, Dan. That's uncalled for. Moving on. For our second segment, what we're doing is, as in honor of Comic-Con, which should have happened last week, we're doing what do we feel passionately that we've been misrepresented in the comic book world. Now, Greg, did you want to kick things off? This is something that you feel is not getting enough love throughout pop culture, yeah. I guess. What's that?
Happily, you know, Gambit grew up loving the character Gambit. And got excited. I heard at one point in time they were going to make a Gambit movie. Then I heard who was supposed to play Gambit. It was Channing Tatum. And I was like, well, I'm still getting a Gambit movie. You know, at least I can handle that. You know, maybe it'll have some decency. You know, that gets canceled. Then there was supposed to be a Gambit cameo in, I believe it was one of the Wolverine films. And it was minute, if you can even call it that. It was pretty poor, and we really need a great character like Gambit, who's charismatic, has amazing powers, and has some great untapped potential. Think if you had Gambit with Deadpool, the comedy would be fantastic, and Deadpool could like chop off a finger, Gambit could charge it up and throw it at people, you know, or other body parts and just embarrass people. So it would be a fantastic combo, but Gambit is highly, highly, highly in need of some screen.
Now, just in case anybody's listening that is unfamiliar with Gambit, can you explain what Gambit's ability is?
Oh, Gambit, so he is a Cajun, wonderful, acrobatic,
wonderful
character that is
full of wonder.
What's that?
Full of wonder.
Full of wonder. His main power is he can hold anything, charge it up, and it will explode. And typically he uses cards, which is awesome and fun and easy to take with you, but really can do it to just about anything. And what a cool power is that. You know, it's not like just a projectile, which, you know, is cool. But this, I mean, the bigger the object, the bigger this explosion. So through and through can be a great character that's, you know, needs his time.
Absolutely. Gambit was definitely the star of the cartoon show. That's for sure something that I remember as a kid. Gambit was number two to Wolverine, basically. Like, it's Halloween, kids were either Wolverine or they were Gambit. So I hear you on that. Dan, you got something?
Well, first I want to say perfect Gambit because he did an awesome Cajun badass in Hard Target would be Jean-Claude Van Damme. That is who should be Gambit, and I agree. There should be a standalone movie.
I'm sorry. I apologize. This is on me. Before moving on, I just asked Greg, who would you see as your perfect choice for Gambit?
Jean-Claude Van Damme, right?
Because I saw you face-palming with a Jean-Claude Van Damme, so...
I don't know anymore. You? Like, right now, I've got Jean-Claude Van Damme ruining Gambit like Channing Tatum. That's all that's going through my mind at the moment.
He'd be better than Tatum.
I do want to see Jean-Claude Van Damme do a Cajun accent. That would be
hard.
That would make it
hard target. Hard target.
Okay. Well, if you think of one, Greg, you can get back to us. But Dan, what grievance do you have in the current comic book world state of things? I guess you could say.
I think. Well, I have a couple, but I'm not going to do one because it will tip my hand on our dream team. But my one issue, it feels like every comic book movie has to be like $300 million now. There are a lot of really cool things that they could do if they would just, in the comic book world, if they just bring back the mid-budget movie, which doesn't exist anymore. You got to make it for nothing, and you got to make it for a fortune. I mean, stuff like Crossed, which would be absolutely amazing. There's a lot of cool stuff you can do that, you know, just get those budgets down.
Actually, Joker did not have a big budget, and it was, look at how it was huge.
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah,
so, I don't know, it works. I got a lot of us. We need more films that are of the Joker variety, something that really explores the character, as opposed to having these giant events that makes the character use their ability for entertainment purposes.
I'm burnt out on that personally, so I'm like, give us more, you know, intimate, you know, character studies. Mm-hmm. Or more adult stuff like Crossed, which would be absolutely brutal.
Okay. Or the Watchmen miniseries on HBO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Todd.
I'm going to go with the lack of I'll just say this. Howard the Duck is not an Easter egg. That's it.
He needs his own movie. Well, I mean, he needs a reboot. Like a legit Howard the Duck.
In my perfect world, it'd be a sequel, but yes, it needs a reboot.
I could get on board with that. Howard the Duck is pretty. I could see Howard the Duck is definitely being something pretty epic if they really spent the time and effort that it truly deserves. Now, the thing that I have take issue with is V for Vendetta. People love the film V for Vendetta, and I'm not saying it's a terrible movie. I loved the movie, too, until I read the book. Now, I got to say, first and foremost, just to essentially get it out of the way, the scene with Natalie Portman with appearing to be, spoiler alert, the movie came out in, I think, 97, 98. It's over 20 years old, so spoiler will not affect. But anyway, the scene in the film when she appears, she's in prison and being interviewed, and exchanges notes with another prisoner, that is 100% straight out of the book. However, the psychology of the book was totally gone from the movie, whereas you see the first victim that V kills, and it's some bullet holes he has in there. Whereas in the book, this guy has some crazy obsession with dolls. So what happens is V takes this guy, locks him in a room, and tortures him by basically ripping up dolls, making him go insane before ultimately killing him. But he turned him insane before he killed him, which was so... And it was an entire chapter in the book how he did this to this guy. And they just glanced over it in the movie, right? Just some stuff like that absolutely drive me freaking insane. And I have two other things that I just want to mention. One thing was the officer finding the lair of V. When he's like just trying to figure out evidence, he's like, "Oh, I'm going to be dropped off here. This is maybe where the lair is." When in the actual book, this guy finds out that V was given daily doses of LSD. So he takes the LSD, goes to the burnt down asylum where V was, and then went on an insane trip that's in detail in the book. But the officer ends up where the lair is, and that's where he finds V. It's by happenstance, not because he followed evidence or whatever. And the last thing that just was kind of gross, in a sense, is that in the book, it's alluded that V is Evie's father. So the Hugo Weaving's character in the movie is the father of Natalie Portman. But what happens at the end of the movie, she kisses him on the lips. And I'm like, oh, thank you, Wachowskis. Way to go. Joel Silver, the man who initially, when wanting to do Watchmen, wanted to cast Arnold Schwarzenegger's Dr. Manhattan. Holy Toledo, ladies and gentlemen. That is my grievance with V for Vendetta. The book is, I mean, I and I've heard, of course, people say, oh, well, the book is always better than the movie. But this is like, this is almost a crime.
Well, the doll thing, I don't know how that would, that might come off as a little goofy from page to screen. You know, and then the father twist is cliche.
Dan, I told you, this took an entire chapter of this, of V figuring out how to torture this guy. I'm putting everything in 30 seconds. But the way the book did it gave so much more depth to the character and made him something more and gave so much more meaning to him going against the system than what the movie portrayed. The movie was like, just felt like a watered down version. The movie was like McDonald's and the book is like Hamburger Hamlet, which no longer exists in the LA area, unfortunately. So that's my grievance about V for Vendetta. Watchmen movie was pretty good, I think.
Yes.
In terms of the book and the movie comparison, the idea came across. So that was cool. All right. So next question before we get on with our comic book hero draft is from the NBA. Who did the Chicago Bulls select with the first overall pick of the 2008 NBA draft? He was the NBA's Rookie of the Year for the 2008-2009 season. Once again, who did the Chicago Bulls select with the first overall pick of the 2008 NBA draft? He was the NBA's Rookie of the Year for the 2008-2009 season. You're hearing right now Still Waters by the Thompson Twins. We'll be back in a couple minutes with the answer on KFWF. did the Chicago Bulls select with the first overall pick of the 2008 NBA draft. He was the NBA's Rookie of the Year for the 2008-2009 season. You guys have any guesses on the connection?
Well, I'm just curious what this NBA you speak of is. Is this one of those sports things that were of a day of yore?
Oh, my Lord. You are being ridiculous. Dan, Todd, anything?
I'm clueless on this one.
Okay.
I'm Dan on this one. Out.
So, Stillwaters by the Thompson Twins, because it was to reference the film Twins, starring not only Arnold Schwarzenegger, but also Danny DeVito, who directed the comedy starring Michael Douglas and Catherine Turner, The War of the Roses. The correct answer, Derek Rose. Stupid keeps coming, ladies and gentlemen. Now, something that sounds really stupid, but also going to be really fun, is drafting comic book heroes. Now, I was thinking about this. Would this be now our own teams of comic book heroes battling each other? But at the same time, if we were picking our favorite ones, wouldn't in our heart feel that that would be the most unstoppable team? So I feel it's safe for me to say just pick your favorite comic book heroes. Now, I do have the order this week, as it does rotate each time. Don't worry, I don't have the first one. Order is going to be Greg, Todd, myself, then Dan, where it's going to be snake order. So, Dan, you're going to have two picks. Keep that in mind. But, Greg, you are first here. Who do you first take with the first overall pick in the comic book heroes draft?
Well, I mean, I think we already know what it is from our earlier conversation. So I am going to stay true to myself and my favorite character. It will be Gambit. And I did think about it. Josh Holloway,
Gambit. I loved him from Lost. I think that's a great choice. Good call on that one. Now, Todd, you are up with the second overall pick. Who do you take?
I know it seems cliche, but I'm going with Superman, and I'm not going to say specifically which part.
No, it's not the movie specifically. I know. I'm talking about the actual characters. So you got all cinema iterations of Superman. Superman 2, Richard Donner cut, even if you do.
Yep. First superhero I ever, saw, so.
That's fair. Now, technically, this title of this draft is comic book heroes, not superheroes. But not to say superheroes aren't, bad. But I got to be true.
I was picking the win with that one.
I understand. But someone did also win. There's a particular film that describes in detail how this particular individual found the weaknesses of each one of his team members, all of which had supernatural abilities, so he was able to outsmart them in the case that he needed to. That individual is Batman. I gotta take Batman with my first pick. While he's not a superhero, he does have the mind to outsmart them. And that is something that, not only is he my favorite because he's the world's greatest detective, but at the same time, in a battle, those kind of smarts are necessary.
You really can't go wrong with a Batman pick. I mean, how many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful spinoffs of Batman have there been? Television, movies, games. Batman is a great, great pick, Ozzy.
Thank you. Dan, you're up. You get two picks with this one. So.
All right, gentlemen.
Let's hear Badger.
I'm sorry. I love Tracy? You. But I'm just going to put you all down right away, like a Vader squash.
Here we go.
And it's all over. My first pick, number one, Superman's a puss. That's a cheap pick. My first pick is Jesse Custer, also known as Preacher, who would kill everyone because he's got the word of God. He could literally make Superman go swallow some kryptonite.
Superman is a god.
He could just make him swallow kryptonite. Dead.
Make him swallow kryptonite.
He has Jesse, the word of God.
Where's the preacher going to obtain kryptonite?
Well, I don't know. He can tell him to go find it. He's Superman. He'll fly, get it, swallow it, dead.
But he can't fly to it because... here's the thing. I'm not sure if you're aware, but as Superman is, the closer Superman is to kryptonite, the less powerful he becomes. So if he tries to fly to kryptonite, he can't get to the destination because he will not be able to fly.
Tomato, tomato. He'll get close enough and he's dead. Boom. Superman is dead.
So you're okay. Your defense is that this individual mind controls Superman into essentially killing himself.
He's got, well, if you're familiar
with, yes or no question,
the comic, yeah, he can have him kill himself.
Okay. All right.
Like, I've never seen the comic, but does this guy spend most of his time just like sitting in a lounge chair or on the toilet, just like commanding people to do things? Like, he does, it sounds like
this isn't a villain. This is a hero, well, correct?
There, yes, this is a hero. Okay. But right. There's, well, I'm not going to go over all the
preacher. He's an anti-hero, but.
Okay. Oh, he is a hero, sir.
Okay. So who do you have for your second pick? Who's going to be joining Jesse Custer, the preacher?
All right. My second pick is Jamie Bell, also better known as the Zombie Tramp, who would be a great sidekick to Jesse Custer. The Zombie Tramp, boom, dead. Because she will distract Batman with her sex appeal, while then Custer's going to come up behind him and just say, I order you to kill Robin. And he'll just beat Robin to death. Be awesome.
Okay. I just have a quick question. So you have the Preacher and you have the Zombie Tramp.
Yeah.
A tramp and a preacher are not individuals that I would see organically teaming side by side. Well, so
he's not
working together might prove a little difficult.
He works with a vampire, Cassidy, in the comic and the TV series.
Is Cassidy a whore?
Cassidy is a bit of a whore. He is kind of a vampire.
All Superman's got to do is call up Robin, get his ass over, and Preacher is distracted.
Inappropriate, sir.
Okay, so you had the Preacher and the Zombie Tramp, and I got Batman, and the second pick, I have to apologize to Greg, because I'm sure that this was one individual that you were hoping was going to get back to you, but he's not. Featured in our graphic this week is Deadpool. Taking Deadpool with my second pick, because that's an individual heals himself and will have you entertained the entire time. Seeing the dynamic between Batman and Deadpool would be incredibly hilarious.
You know, I what's funny is I thought you were going to go another route, but it works out. It works out. So thank you. That would have been my pick, though. So spot on.
Yeah. And I think I know where you're going, but I'm prepared and I've come to grips with it, so I'm fine. Yeah. All right. Todd, who's going to join Superman?
I am going to go with Raphael from TMNT.
Okay, sure.
You told me to pick my favorites. I know. That's what I'm doing. If you want me to pick the win, I have a different list.
No, I just... The Ninja Turtles aren't one that one initially thinks of when they think of comic books.
But they,
but at the same time, I wouldn't have expected it to go this soon, this early.
Nah.
But that's fine. Raphael, I don't think you picked the right one. You picked the right one.
Oh, yeah, of course. It has to be Raphael.
If anyone wants to pick Leonardo, go ahead. But, you know. Okay, so Superman and Ninja Turtle, Raphael, also featured in Injustice 2, DC Universe fighting game, so I'll allow it. Greg.
There we go. All right. As I alluded to, the one that I truly thought Ozzy was going to take, but I don't blame him for picking Deadpool, I have to go with good old Logan, will also regenerate, has some sweet, sweet claws, can do the same thing, as a matter of fact, can chop off his own parts with those sweet claws and hand them over to Gambit. We got some great tag team action, and he'll be quite bitter about it the whole time. And let me tell you, you know, those two going into a bar together is gonna be a good time. But my third pick, that's a tough one. You know, I think this guy will round out the team power-wise, and he was also one of my favorite, originally not heroes. He was a villain turned hero, but I love the guy, the Silver Surfer.
How mad did that movie make you?
I don't want to talk. Just about as mad as Gambit's cameo.
This summer, Jean-Claude Van Damme is Gambit.
Boom!
Don't do it.
Co-starring Nicolas Cage as the Silver Surfer.
Nicolas Cage is the man. I don't
okay,
care.
Okay, relax, Ghost Rider. Now, okay, so Silver Surfer. Todd, you're up. So you got Superman, Raphael.
I'm just going to get buried. I feel like I'm dating this one. But I'm going to go... What the hell? I'm going to go with Marvel Comics. I'm going to get heat. Toxie from the Toxic Crusaders.
Wow. Yeah, that's an honest pick from you.
Yeah. And you are honest.
You told me to pick my favorite.
And that's what I wanted to see. So Superman, Raphael, and Toxie. Toxic Avengers. Now, for those
Crusaders,
not familiar,
Crusaders.
Sorry, what is the ability of Toxie, or what can be? How would you describe Toxie to someone that is not familiar?
He's the first superhero from New Jersey, and he fights toxic waste. He has a mop that does magical things, and yeah,
okay. All right.
Captain Planet with boobies and poop.
That's fantastic. All right.
There wasn't, but okay.
It was sarcasm. All right, so I didn't think this guy was going to fall back to me. I'm glad they did.
What about me?
With your last.
Oh,
relax. Relax. I'm not going to steal one that you wanted. Okay.
I know you were going for Zombie Tramp, Ozzy, so...
Archie is still going to be there, all right? Calm down.
Are you saying that one's for me?
I am picking the Incredible Hulk. One of my personal favorites. And Greg, I thought you were going to take him. I thought that was the individual. Now, I did have Wolverine on my list, to tell you the truth. I think it's because of the times that we played Marvel versus Capcom. That would be my team. Be Ryu, Wolverine, and the Hulk. So, bravo.
Yeah, now, I would say Ryu, Wolverine, Captain, or no, Ryu, Wolverine, Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we have said that?
Yeah.
All right, Dan. What's up? What do you got?
All right, let the squash continue. Now, Your humble hat man will take the ultimate badass, one of my childhood favorites, the last of the Zarnians, Lobo. Kick-ass bounty hunter, slap the crap out of Superman. He is the man. I'd like to think that there would be some kind of a fight here, but so far
wait
my
a second.
Opinion,
Lobo's the villain to Superman.
No, he had his own comic and he was a hero. Now, he was a bounty hunter with Superman, so they clashed, but I'm not going to call him a villain.
Okay. All right.
He was the hero of his own comic.
Okay. Go ahead. Well, who's your second pick?
Okay, so this is my last pick. I am going to go to round out my dream team. And I am going to take Spawn.
There is a pick.
That's actually a legitimate pick. Dan, I think we should have celebration music.
I know. I clearly won.
There's that word again you love to use. Clearly. And
Jesse Custer.
I do not think it means what you think it means.
Word of God, man. Jesse Custer can make any of those guys do whatever he wants. Make them look like fools. It's over. I don't even really need the other three, but still, badass.
Sure.
Batman's not going to do anything against Lobo. Lobo will kill Batman in like 2 minutes. Sorry.
Yet he didn't.
He's one of the smartest men alive.
Yeah, he's just
the
man.
Who else is one of the smartest men alive? Is Tony Stark. Iron Man, I was worried about saying it because, or bringing it up because, but then I realized Dan was after me and it's like, meh, no, we're good. So to finish my team, and I'm sorry, Dan, I didn't give you the proper credit here or proper attention. Your complete team, the Preacher, Zombie Tramp, Lobo, and Spawn. Boom. In that order. Okay. Some would think that would be reverse order, but hey.
You can't raise my hand from there, so I'll just do it myself.
Okay, yeah, sure. Now my team, now that I've finished out my picks, Batman, Deadpool, The Hulk, and Iron Man. That would be one fun movie for sure. And Todd, who's joining Superman, Raphael, and Toxie?
I knew no one was going to take him, which is why I brought him up earlier, and that is Howard the Duck.
Good man. Good man.
We have an honest draft here, ladies and gentlemen. We're not pandering to anybody. These are the honest choices in our hearts. Greg, who do you have in your heart for your final pick?
Oh, man.
Gambit, I've been Wolverine, Silver Surfer.
Two, and I was really hoping that Dan was possibly going to pick one of them so that I could help me choose which of these two.
But he didn't.
He didn't.
Is it Badger?
No. You know, I think, I don't know if this counts. I'm going to go with Goku.
I think
it's a superhero. They're mangas.
Comic book hero, yeah. Comic. Manga, yeah.
But it was either going to be that or One Punch Man. I think I'm going to go with Goku.
All right. Round out your team, Gambit, Wolverine, Silver Surfer, and Goku, which of course mean any battles that this team faces will last 2 weeks to a month. That's Todd's team will be Superman, Raphael, Toxie of Toxic Crusaders, Howard the Duck. Of course, I have Batman, Deadpool, the Hulk, Iron Man, and Dan has the Preacher, Zombie Tramp, Lobo, and Spawn. Let us know who your favorites are and who you would choose, let's say, to hang out with in quarantine maybe on this. Who would you choose in the battle? Who would you blank? Let us know wherever you're hearing this. We'll have some fun maybe bringing that up next week. Now, it's time now for our third and final question of the week. Before ABC's Modern Family, what was the last ABC show to be nominated 3 straight years for the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Comedy Series, doing so from 1992 to 1994. Once again, before ABC's Modern Family, what was the last ABC show to be nominated 3 straight years for the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Comedy Series, doing so from 1992 to 1994. Song you're hearing right now, Radio People by Zapp. I'll be back in a few minutes with the answer on KFWF. On your radio. 4. ABC's Modern Family. What was the last ABC show to be nominated 3 straight years for the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Comedy Series, doing so from 1992 to 1994? Song you heard, Radio People by Zapp. Do you guys have any guesses on the connection?
No.
I love it. I didn't think this would be the case, because a clip of this song was playing while Ferris, Sloan, and Cameron were all swimming towards the end of the film, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, before Cameron dove into the pool when they thought he was catatonic, because Matthew Broderick was the star. He was also the star voice in Disney's The Lion King as adult Simba. The child Simba was voiced by Jonathan Taylor Thomas, who was a star on the show Home Improvement.
I'm just gonna, right there. That was amazing.
I love it. Yeah.
Do you get frequent flyer miles with those trips you go on, Ozzy?
No, but I will say maybe the DEA should be investigating me, because it's pretty trippy places I go. All right. Now, before we send everything off, final thoughts. I'm going to kick things off, because in this time where everybody's kind of doing curbside pickup and drive-thrus all over the place, I just want to broadcast this message. If I could just reach one person out there, one person, and convert them, get the app of whatever place you normally go to. It makes things so much easier. Obviously, curbside pickup, you have to get the app, but for things, places like drive-thrus, I mean, imagine a world like, if I had an endless amount of disposable amount of money, I could like start a business or whatever. It would just be a place that offers drive-thru and curbside pickup. You can't go inside. There's no signs that say what we have. You have to get the app to
like
order
Sonic?
Whatever you want. No, because Sonic, you can drive up and somebody says, or you push the button when you're ready, but like there's still the sign. So like people take forever. That's what my thing is. I want to eliminate the time, because I was going into a Del Taco where somebody like, you know, rushed in front of me and they had a bunch of people in their car. And then of course, like, oh yeah, we'll be just 1 second. And they're like, do you guys have chimichangas? And I'm thinking like, I have a mobile order. I have everything I need, and I paid already. I'm just here to pick it up, and I don't want to go inside because I don't want to get any stupid things. So kind of what the deuce, right?
Just, did this end with the Superman punch?
It was close. It was very, very close. So you guys got anything? Any final thoughts for the week?
I just want to say, I do love the accurate representation of an Orange County voice at Del Taco. do you have chimichangas? But
I've heard it so many times. I've heard it so many times. But, that's why.
You know, I have to say, I felt I learned a little bit from this podcast today. I know there's a lot of stupid that we go through. But I learned that Dan can pick something that's relevant, that people know, like Spawn.
And Zombie Tramp. There is somebody now that will discover Zombie
Tramp. Don't push your luck.
They'll have to discover it, Dan. That's what I'm saying.
Well, but this was a battle. Zombie Tramp is attractive.
No, didn't Dan already have his final thought?
It was our favorites.
I didn't have a final thought yet. I was going to just say it was an honor. I think you guys tried really hard, and it was a pleasure defeating you.
This is a battle. This is just our favorite.
I know. That's what he doesn't get that. But, also, I do want to say, what did he just completely put over? The strength and power of the Superman punch. Done.
That's true. That's true. You didn't first ask if I delivered a preacher punch or a zombie tramp punch or a Lobo punch or a Spawn strike. It was a Superman punch, because in your mind, subconsciously, Superman is the strongest superhero.
He could make Superman punch himself, because he's got the word of frickin' God.
I can't. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah, what the f- was that?
I don't know what that was. I'm not sure. It's fine. I don't know what's going on anymore. But we've definitely achieved full stupidity on this week's podcast, and we'll be back next week with some more stupid. Of course, thank you to Sunset Trivia for providing the trivia questions that you heard. Check us out, of course, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and Patreon, as I mentioned. Todd, Dan, and Greg, say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night.
And I'm Ozzy V. We're going to send you out with the Deadpool rap from Team Headkick. And we'll see you next week right here on KFWF.
Sweep the leg, time to get dirty. Poke the eyes till they go blurry. Chop the throat, stomp the toes. Ear smack from the back, then bust the nose. Wham, bam, time to get fuck slammed. Putting in work, going hand to hand. Kick them in the knees so hard it buckles. Quick uppercut, left, right with knuckles. Hot brass, smash a bottle. Whooping that ass on mono a mono. Better call the dentist, I'm feeling ruthless. Hard to talk shit when your mouth is toothless. Knuckle up, get the party started. Knock you out like Colossus farted. Lingerie does nothing for me, but smacking bad guys makes me horny. Time to make noise.
Bad guys,
leave us no choice.
Squad,
don't we look dirty? Now we fight dirty.
Cracking your head.
Causing a flood. Fighting so dirty, it's like we're covered in mud. Filthy as fuck. Stanky and sweet. If I sit on your face, can you smell the defeat?
Woo!
Neck punch till they wheeze. Be the goat with the elbows and knees. I dark dodge, slash and poke. Get you in the corner for the rope, but don't bring your guns. We're jacking them. I keep my effort maximum. Beats like bodies, I'm stacking them. This time, Deadpool goes platinum. Hide your kids, hide your moms. Jumping out of